Yes, perfect. Thank you. These are similar. But I would say that looks fine. I think if it's brighter, I would see what you mean. I should do it right there. Is that light on?
Light on.
No. Yeah, turn it off. I would say because it kind of gives you a little bit more like brown, I would say.
Well, yeah, like that.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with white. Don't be racist.
She doesn't want it to be where she's like, it's up.
Just.
Okay, there's a little lag, I guess, on the video, a short one. Yeah, be careful. Cool. Yeah, like that. I don't think she's still like that. I think she's frozen on the screen. There she goes. There you go. There she goes. All right, cool. Okay. All right, where are we at? No.
No, but I want to.
Okay, so that was fast. Okay. I love it.
Hey. Take a quick, we're going to take a group photo, okay?
That's right. Do you mind?
This could be for our cover page.
Where's that?
I got it down there.
No, let's get over here.
If you could just kind of get our faces so it looks like she's here. Thank you. All right, great. Photo achieved. You do, actually. Oh, my God. You want me to send this to you? This looks really good.
Ask her, what did she see on her screen?
What happened?
What do you see on your screen right now, Juliana? She sees herself.
Okay. So she's getting there, too. She sees
us as well.
Oh,
yeah.
She automated
the scene.
That's what I'm asking.
Oh, yeah. She sees us as well. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, we ready.
What's going on over here?
That's the podcast. We are live right now.
You got two sets of notes?
No, that's not notes. This is the podcast. It's recording live right now.
Shut the front door. Is this how we're doing it?
We're streaming live.
That's how you get able to do it?
Yeah, we're streaming live on all platforms right now. Yeah. And so this is actually the best app for it.
How fun.
Anchor. All right, man.
A live podcast, yes. What we're doing right now with you is being recorded and then we're gonna put it up on YouTube. But we're doing a live podcast for the first time right now as we're speaking. Yay.
Is this thing rolling over here too?
Yep.
Oh, we're rolling. We're rolling in every direction.
All right, we're going.
Welcome back to the Premium Advantage.
I love that, man. By the way, I just love when you do that. I have like nightmares of it, and it wakes me up. Welcome back. I love it.
So many developments have happened. If you go back and you look at the other videos, you'll notice there was a lot more stuff going around. Like the table was a little bit cluttered. And I still need to learn more as we develop the process, such as Quincy was instructing me, which is your mic needs to be a little closer. Nonetheless, the developments are coming along, okay? And so as you see and you notice the screen, we have evolved our presentation to you guys. And in one of them, what we decided to use as much as we could with the environment is include in the screen our guest for today. See on the screen today? I can't even tell. She's on the screen right now.
Technology is yes. Finest.
Yes, that's right. As we learn it, as we go through the process, we've done several aspects that you may not notice if it's the first time, but if you go to the other episodes, you'll see and you understand what we're referring to. Okay. Our co-host for today, Mr. Jacinto.
Hey.
And so to evolve on the conversation that we touched on last time, which was New Year's resolutions.
Resolution time.
And so one of the things that I like to do is to try to connect with what is happening in the environment, with what is happening in situations with regards to seasonal situations that are cyclical,
right?
And throw them into and have a little chat and discussion to see, how deep can we get with regards to this New Year's resolution and strategizing processes and making things a little bit more efficient so that we can all have a little bit more control of information with regards to how we deal with things, okay? And so in that, what we wanted to press on was the New Year's resolution of health, nutrition, things of that nature, your body, yourself, knowing and understanding that a little bit better with regards to the components that you intake. And so that you eat and that you drink, okay? As well as the exercise that you do and things of that nature. Now, something else that I wanted to share with you guys is the business aspect of it. The business aspect and the entrepreneurial aspect of it, which, what do you think about last week's episode with regards to the entrepreneurial story, Jacinto?
No, great. No, absolutely.
I thought it was so awesome. It felt reasonable to engage more entrepreneurial spirits and now connect the health and nutrition, connect women entrepreneurs' success stories. And so with that, we bring you Miss Juliana Garcia Haller, a.k.a. Feisty Fitness, a.k.a. The Booty Whisperer.
The Booty Whisperer is in the house. What an honor it is to finally meet you. Hello.
Welcome. Welcome to the show. Thank you very much.
The Booty Whisperer. Oh, that's right. I remember. Juliana Garcia Hollerin, nutritionist, BSc, NASM, CPT, body transformation specialist, and booty whisperer.
I love it. Is that your full name? They used to do names like that back in the day. I'm assuming it's to be able to transcribe how much of this information you have.
I'm a little bit of technical difficulties right now.
Yes.
We'll get it sorted out.
Well, while we get that sorted out, I will speak a little bit about Juliana's information that she's going to be sharing with us. Oh, there she goes. There she goes. Oh, Juliana Maria. Interesting. My aunt's name is Maria.
And Juliana, once you come back to us, can you please tell us a little about your history as far as, I mean, obviously, nutritionist, NASM, CPT. I know that for a fact that NASM is the National Academy of Sports Medicine, and it is the most nationally accredited certification. So if there's anyone out there who wants to become a personal trainer, or if you're looking to get into fitness, or even if you're just looking to do things correctly, I'm actually a certified personal trainer through NASM.
How long? How much is that?
How much is it?
No, how long have you done it?
Oh, I've been a personal trainer for 20 years.
A lot of stories.
Yes, it's definitely. And I've had multiple certifications, NASM, ACSM. I mean, I could just go down the list of all of them, but NASM is the most nationally accredited. What I mean is, if there's ever a situation, let's say, where a personal trainer injures someone and they take them to court or something like the
Is it a self-regulated body or is it like a government-regulated body? Do you know when they know that?
It's a private entity.
They're right.
Yeah, it is. However, I was saying, if anyone ever takes someone to court for like a personal trainer, they will say, have you done these things based on NASM guidelines?
Gotcha.
Those are the best guidelines. And so I love that Juliana is certified through NASM because it's the most nationally accredited certification. You can go to pretty much any gym in the world and walk in and get a job with the NASM certification. Juliana, you're back with us, huh? Yes. So I just kind of gave a brief breakdown of NASM, but can... Yes, lovely. So can you tell us and the folks at home about your history, kind of like just a quick bio about who you are and what you do?
Go Cougs! That's great.
Yes.
Shout out to Santi.
Sup, Putin.
Can we cut for a second? Can we stop for a second? I just she's breaking up. I don't think her communication is going through the way that we're looking for. I'm assuming we're still taping, but she's breaking up. Can we figure out what's going on? Maybe put a little break and then try to resume so we fix the situation.
Yeah, I can do it on the edit.
Because we're always standing still, so I was like, no, let me stop this now.
Yeah,
it's gonna continue. Let's start trying to figure it out.
I get it. So we got
stopped at NASA. She talked about being a physical trainer.
Yeah, we got that.
Are we still live on the podcast though?
Yeah.
All right, cool. What are we doing with the single?
We've got the speed. So, let's see. Maybe she can get out and come back in.
Oh, okay.
Could you try that?
Yeah, I know.
And see what happens.
She said, not sure what just happened.
Yeah. Click on him again.
Okay,
she's back there.
I think we're back.
So we're clicking. And this may be, can you hear us? Can you hear us? You can hear us. There's a little bit of a lag. Say that again. Okay. So it's a little bit of, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, same thing on our end.
Let's be mindful.
Yeah.
And slow down our conversation.
Yeah.
Wait.
Okay.
Finish the sentence because it was just going to be, I think we're not going to be
able to. Should we start over then?
We could start somewhere. Where was the last thing that we paused at and we stopped?
We just
NASA. No, NASA, when you introduced her.
NASA, the intro.
Yeah, it was a nice little intro, NASA. So you can maybe, whatever your thought was in the end, like mention NASA, and he'll clip it back. Does that sound okay?
Okay.
Quincy, yes?
Yes.
Talk about NASA, and then he'll slice it up in the NASA. The federal accredited, boom. And with that, Ms. Juliana, you're back.
Okay.
Because it's after we lost her the first time.
All right. All right. Are you with us? Okay, cool.
I am with you also. I'm just making sure you heard the plan, correct?
Okay, great. And so since there is a bit of a lag, if you hear us say something or chime in to say something funny or dumb, just keep going because when you stop, that lag is apparent, right? So just keep going. Whatever thought you're saying, just finish your thought.
Should we finish with like over? That way that we know, I'm done with my talking. Over.
We could. Podcast live. Okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
Check. Yeah, microphone should... check one.
It's basically just network. All right. Network acting funny.
Ah, I see.
It's our network.
Is it? All right.
Okay. Yeah.
I just like to take a break so it comes back strong. Takes a break, relaxes for a minute.
I feel like it's good now.
Then it's good back up.
I think we're smooth now.
Our network is coming back up.
No, yeah, sure we knew.
All right.
We good?
Yep, I'm gonna stop and do this. So I know exactly what we need to cut. So
All right. Here we go again. Ready? And NASM is the most nationally accredited certification. That's why I prefer it. And you can pretty much walk into any gym with a NASM certification and have a job right away. That is the best one that I recommend. And I love that our guest today, Liana, has her certification, her personal training certification with NASM, National Academy of Sports Medicine.
Nothing but the best for our guests.
That's right.
So, Juliana.
Hey.
Would you do us a favor, and if you wouldn't mind catching up or giving us an update or of yourself, your story a little bit, so that our guests can get to know you a little bit better?
Okay, sure. Thank you, Robert. Yeah, I'm very happy to be here. As you know, I'm local.
Go Cougs. Oh. Shout out to Santi.
What's up, Santi?
Sure. All right.
Yes,
yes, we are with you. Yes.
The last thing that I heard was that it's hard to get
clients
to hustle, because that is the repetitive story that I keep hearing.
So that was the start of my
2008?
It's fairly recent.
I mean, yeah. Oh, wow. Okay, 99. Wow. Okay. Okay. Wow. That's a long story. I like it. I like it. Mm-hmm. At the University of Houston? I didn't know that they did that.
Okay.
Oh, okay, I'd like to go.
Yeah.
Men and women, I guess it's a men and women bodybuilding show. Wow.
Wow.
Whoa. What do you do to earn that pro card? Like, I understand there's a time reference, but I mean, you have to accumulate points or something. Like, how many points? Or what kind of points to accumulate this honor? Right. You have to win. Gotcha. Oh.
Okay.
Gotcha. Wow. Okay. Oh, okay. Number one bikini, number one. We need to put a picture of that one. Do we even have a picture of that?
I think it's on her IG.
Is we'll that the IG? Okay, yeah. Oh, yes. Okay, that would be cool. I'll put it in the description of the IG.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
The what kind of class? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Hmm. Right.
Hmm. Five different classes. Wow.
Wow.
Wow, Solana, I have a question about this. This sounds like a super duper commitment on your end with regards to your eagerness to get to this level.
Right.
While all of this is going on, are you concerned? Are you stressed? Are you loving this? And you're like, I gotta keep moving. I'm curious about this thought process because it's a lot to accomplish, you know. Competitive.
I love that though, because you hear about like the most successful athletes or the most successful people have done things. They always say, I started when I was young. I started when I was doing things when I was young, right? It's so awesome. I love that.
Was there somebody or something that you felt like pressured to be competitive in that nature? Or I'm just curious. Were you like, yeah, this person, a friend or my parents? I'm curious.
Yes.
How intriguing. Oh, he pushed you. I see. Yeah.
Well, as far as you know, your dad might have been putting money on the side on the street races. You don't know.
You never know.
Yes! Oh, shout out to Big Poppy right there.
There you go. Man, I gotta learn some tips about incentivizing
your child raising.
Go race, hey!
I wanna have kids just so I can race them on the street. That sounds awesome. I wanna have a kid now. I'm so serious.
It's getting money in it.
We'll talk about perfect. Look at this. We're good to go.
Team, baby. The premium advantage, baby. Here we go. Now we're talking. I love it.
Now we're cooking with grease.
Yeah, now we have committed folks that have perfected, masterized their technique and their efforts and are able to give mass amounts of information in a condensed amount of time, but nonetheless, valuable is the most important word that I think I want to enhance. It's such a deep experience that you have, and I would like to keep going with it. Keep going. Where did I cut you off? I cut you off because I got intrigued about the competitive.
Sure.
I'm visualizing your night.
I can totally see it.
Your night. I'm like,
her hair bounces up and down when she's running down the street. It'd be funnier. It's so entertaining.
It's like, break. I need more elaboration on that night with regards to where you were, what was happening, because it's a lot, you know?
Right. I have a question about your history, Juliana. It's something that I know personally, but the folks at home might necessarily know is, you had a child and then became a pro, which is amazing. I feel like there's a lot of women out there who feel like they've had a child or two and they feel like their body is just really impossible to get to a certain level. Mm-hmm. Or can you talk about how difficult, or maybe some things that you would tell a woman out there who has had a child and wants to get back into shape?
Oh, today's again. Okay. I can relate to women.
Come out to the guys.
Oh yeah, no, I can't relate to that. Okay, you got it.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm sure. I mean, your hips widen, right? Big time during the whole experience.
That's just one of the many things that happens though.
Or you eject a bunch of energy about, you know, take the 9-month period of
feeding energy of yourself.
They suck your calcium out. You don't have any teeth afterwards. It's crazy. I'm sorry. We're just jumping ahead. Go ahead. We're the guys talking about what women go through. She was telling us. All right. Sorry. Go ahead. Wow. Right. Right. That's huge. Yeah.
So I have a question.
Wow.
I have a question. Since you're mentioning the psyche and things of this nature, woman, giving birth, and the stress that it puts on the woman's body, psyche. So does this information that I'm hearing is there's a lot of relationship where you can tie into sometimes postpartum depression and things of this nature, which is something that I'm hearing is what I think I'm hearing is it leads to something like that, which your body can't, is not doing exactly what you want it, this and that. And so is that, am I, I'm making a assessment here, am I understanding this correctly? Is that this is, and then what some of the guidance that you're going to help us with, some of the info is don't let it get you there. You can get yourself back, and I'm going to give you some info so that you can get it. Is that? Hello.
There's a fine line.
Yeah. There's a line that I'm thinking like I can, if you nobody helps you, then you're gonna cross over the line.
Sure.
I mean, you got kitchen, and if you get you back. You
there's, the you have to, the trick is to stay on that line. Don't get pushed one way or the
other.
Right?
Right.
You want a salsa dance down that fence, right?
Yeah. I understand. So yeah, it's something that is really valuable to understand, right? It's like, hey, watch Juliana's videos. In the sense of, I don't know, I don't feel it. There's information there that you can that can be positive. I'm just thinking about all of this. I'm tying it together and
sure.
giving it to us. Keep going, please. Thank you. I appreciate it. Right. Carbs. There's some people that are good with carbs. There are some people that are not very good with carbs. How do you see that? I'm just curious since you mentioned the formula.
Well, that leads into our next topic.
Oh, yeah.
Nutrition.
Oh, really? Right? Right.
I feel that New Year's resolutions, people are like, yeah, I want to lose weight. I want to get in shape. Like, that's the number one New Year's resolution, but people don't know how to go about it.
I think defining a carb is a big one. People assume a carb is bread, but that's carb, but also other things have carbs in them.
Absolutely.
So what is the difference between a carb, bread, carb, vegetable, things of this nature? What is the more accurate definition so people can relate this and define it better so they can go, oh, I've been eating the wrong thing.
Right.
Please elaborate. Well, whatever you think is the in the formula, there's a definition.
Sure.
A equals this, S equals C. So when you say there's a formula, I go, yes. Let's define it so that people can understand. Oh, yeah.
It's simple carbs versus complex
carbs.
Yes,
sure,
right?
Exactly. Yeah, there you go. I went to, there was a class called, what was it? It wasn't nutrition, health. It was like health class, yes. And they give you information about your body.
I went to Jones High School in South Park, so
okay.
I learned about Timmy Chan's wings. And
oh,
shout out to South Park.
Okay. And then in college, I think I took one or two classes, and then those were three classes.
Yeah, but just not necessarily talk to us, talk to the audience.
Sure.
Like people
that's
who don't.
Right.
We like to say here on our show, right. We can say, tell us like we're five.
Like we're two.
Two. Wow, we just got younger. So, like, tell us like we're two.
That's
break
correct.
It down.
Break
for
it
us.
Down a little bit more, even so we can go deeper in understanding this. Perfect, like that. Right. Yes. Here you go. Okay. Yep. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
How would you break down? How would you break down the 2,000, like 24-hour day period? You wake up. What's the consumption there in that morning? What's the consumption at nighttime? Should it wind down? Should it go up? Everybody's different. Okay. Perfect.
Right.
Yes. I remember reading an ingredients bag a long time ago. And when you look at the back of the ingredients bag, just so you know, some people don't know this, it gives you the ingredients in what's inside.
Right.
And so if you look at an ingredients bag and it's got like a list, let's call it this thick of ingredients.
Right.
You're looking for something that has this or maybe one line of ingredients. It's right. The ideal situation with regards to the same product. Okay. So that's what she means by processed foods. This thick means a lot of processing. One line means less mixture.
And to be clear, we're talking about the ingredients, not the nutritional
value.
Which
is the secondary part of what I was
going
to get to.
And they do that on purpose, right? Yes. Shout out to Michelle Obama.
Okay.
Because
okay.
Michelle Obama is the reason why our nutrition labels are so huge now.
Ah, gotcha.
And she's bolded certain parts that are really important. Mm-hmm. But still, they have the ingredient list in baby tiny letters.
Yeah. So, right. And that's, it's important. The moment that I was thinking was whenever I was describing the oh, I picked this one over this one. They're like, what? But it's the same calories. I go, yeah. You have two things to worry about:
right.
The processing of the nutrition of the what you're gonna eat, and then also the calories. So it's right. Not just the one thing; it's actually a dual level situation.
Right.
It's my perception. So yes, less processed foods. Thank you.
Yeah. So I guess the main question.
Gotcha.
Wow.
Yes. Yep. Mhm. Ketosis.
So the definition of diet is just what you eat, right? That people are so scared of the word, I'm on a diet, yeah. But it's just literally what you eat. So if you're an alcoholic and all you do is eat bar nuts, you have a diet of alcohol and bar nuts.
I got the bar diet.
Right? So, or if you're just eating all protein, it's all protein. But don't be afraid, folks, of that word diet. Juliana, you can definitely get deeper into that.
Maybe structured diet would be something that you can be more,
But no, but even that word frightens people. Yeah. So we like to say more of a, like, what, it's more of a lifestyle, right? It's
gotcha. Marketing!
Right, go ahead, Juliana. Sure.
Yeah. Now, one second before we elaborate on that frame of a little tangent with regards to the three tacos.
I knew that was going to get your attention.
Hold on a second. No, I just had tacos.
Go ahead. Yeah.
three tacos is not bad for you. It's where these tacos come from, how they're made, what's in them.
Right.
So when the description that I heard was $3 $1 tacos is my perception, a fast food restaurant. I'm not even going to say which one, just one that processes things quickly.
Sure.
And so they have low, in my perception, nutritional value. They're right. Tacos, they're delicious tacos.
Right.
And that's what I mean by defining that little detail of that conversation, which is what sometimes people get confused. Well, I had three tacos, and I don't understand what you said. But that's, yeah. What are you getting from the nutritional value of these tacos? Yes, the same calories, but they're made of, you know, different.
Right.
And so that was my part of my tangent. That was the part of my tangent. Thank you. Thank you.
Bow. Bow. Here we go.
Right. Yes.
And they're made with love.
Correct.
The number one ingredient.
And with thought.
No, but seriously, it gets deeper than that. I read this information about a Buddhist monk.
Oh,
so Buddhist monks, when they travel together, they take their own food.
Mm.
And it's not a health reason.
Yeah.
The reason is because they put their love and energy into the food that they eat. And then it translates through, which is, I think, why when you go home to see your mom or your grandmother, like, that food tastes so much better than a restaurant. I feel like they put their love, their soul, their spirit into it.
I think maybe they just don't trust nobody.
That too.
Shout out to Ramita.
They're like, hey, you're going to go out here. Don't talk to nobody. Don't give nobody your own food.
Chug.
So walk the straight line and stay together.
So, what to eat? I know that sometimes that people get involved like in a blood type. I'm not going to say the word diet, but I just said it. What would you say instead of diet?
Your consumption. What?
Yeah.
I would call it something like that. I always think of it as a machine. We're a machine, organic machine.
I mean, we are mammals. We are fat storing machines at the end of the day.
That's what I see it as.
Food list. Let's use food list instead of diet.
What's your food list look like?
What's your food list like, brother? Three tacos.
Like it's gonna be a long You want me to subcategorize those for you? What's in the three tacos? food list is actually correct. That's actually makes more sense. I can visualize a food list. I can't visualize a diet.
Right. So blood type food list.
Yes.
Can you tell us about that?
Okay. Yep.
Wow.
My equation, my formula, my machine is not
right.
You're like a race car.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm probably A.
I think I'm AB.
You're AB, so you can give blood to anybody.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
And then probably,
Right? Isn't that what it is?
I think it's backwards. So always the recipient, I think.
It's good to know that if we ever, like in a zombie apocalypse, that we need to capture Robert and use his blood to bring back the rest of society.
That would be fun.
Love it. I'm a type A.
Okay. Oh, is that right? That's special.
You're special, man. No wonder you're
like
special.
When is the universal donor? Is that right?
Awesome.
Maybe I'm a no. I don't know. Revealed in the next episode.
Carla, please tell us which husband.
It's in the paper. It's in the paper at the house. Just so many of them. She would. Oh, how exciting. How do we get the list?
Oh, oh,
perfect. Nice. You see the premium advantage and the Guriana business putting it together for you.
Boom.
Three tacos. Look at the list. Easy peasy.
Lemon squeezy. Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
There's a list. There's another list. Pow, start cooking.
So I think that's an important point you brought up a moment ago, Juliana. Juliana is listening to your body. I feel that people don't listen to their body enough, right? I have people tell me, oh, I'm tired. I'm not going to go to sleep. I'm like, what? You should go to sleep if you're tired. I'm hungry, but I'm not going to eat. Like, what?
Because I'm busy. It's because I'm busy.
So, like they're like, oh, I love that food. My stomach is bloated. I feel terrible. Like, what? That makes...
Yeah.
So how do you get someone to focus on that, right?
Spicy is spicy. Spicy is so good.
When your face is on fire.
I like it. Give me the towel.
Your mouth is bleeding. So how do you get someone to kind of focus that, kind of zone that in, to listen to their bodies and really follow a food list correctly?
Mm. Ah, man, that's a lot of food. That is a lot of food. Wheat and corn are in like most of our foods. Keep going. Wow, that's a lot. Okay, I got you. Right. Well, and only one loaf. Sometimes I eat only one loaf. Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
One slice, not one loaf, right?
Is it? All right, one slice.
One slice loaf?
From the loaf. One loaf a week. Yeah, I know. It's typically two slices from the loaf.
An entire loaf.
It's a small loaf. Where were we? We were at Tangerines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got it.
There it is. Okay.
Fish bag. Go.
Wow.
Intriguing. Gotcha. Now, hold on 1 second. May I interject? Now, you mentioned cheese. And now some people might be like, I don't want to give up cheese. I don't care how much my face. What would you say to those folks that is like, I mean, not necessarily that the cheese is going to be on their list, right? It's like, cheese is on my list. What would you say to them? Like, I mean, you don't have to give up cheese. There's substitutes that, I mean, are pretty much exactly like cheese. Or they give it to you where it's nutritional and not, it looks like cheese. It tastes
like vegan cheese, right? Like made out of cashews and stuff.
Sure. I mean, right? There's options for you to have this list modified a little bit so that you can, you know, make it equal to cheese. Hello? Oh, she got off.
No, she's there.
Right. Yes. Bread. Right. Mm. Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. Gotcha.
Wow, did you see her expression?
I know,
though?
Right?
Like, everything changed right now. She had to stop and take a breath.
She was
love.
I think chips and salsa made up for every time that I cut her off in the middle of a conversation. Perfect. Just to bring it up herself.
Absolutely.
Yes. Got it, chips and salsa.
Okay, so what do you do? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Yes.
Yeah. Well, okay, go.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
Ooh, that should be on a t-shirt right there.
So one of the things, and then I all of that is accurate. I think I would like to say it. So one of my concern is that sometimes I like to call, I mean it to myself, is that sometimes people is like, but I love myself. And then and I do make the right choices. But it's the price of ignorance is what I like
sure.
to call it. Is what I, when it happens to me, I'm like,
Yeah.
I did not know. I did not understand. I didn't know. Nobody had given me this information this way where I got
right, like you wanted it badly, but you didn't necessarily
correct. Like I'm racing here, I'm running around, but it's not happening. It's like, oh, okay, so this is so that you can have that. This is, we have professionals here, 20 years. What was the name of that organization?
NASM, National Academy.
Hey, just saying, the tools are available, the resources are available.
It's all Googleable.
Right, correct. So it's okay. It is. But what happens is on Google, for right. you guys, you're in a, it creates a little bit of a bubble during sure. research. So yeah, I would say step out of the Google, step into the premium advantage, the fight the business situation, and start expanding your communication.
Right.
Where it comes from. Because it's probably not accurate in two ways. The receiver, the sender and the receiver. So keep that in mind as we go through this process of, I have to clarify a couple of things with regards to what was, and I think of myself as that relatively nutritional. Oh, wait, hold on, what are we talking about? Okay, perfect.
Right.
So it's ideal to have these types of conversation with, in my perception, that really know what they're talking about so that you can have the information and use it and have the drive and have the proper information to connect you and be able to succeed at that.
Because there's a lot of information out there, and I feel like people, I was just at the gym today.
They're telling you the information.
I saw this girl looking at her Instagram and trying to mimic the exercises she saw on Instagram. Uh-huh. And I'm like, there's no science behind that. She's just following this exercise, mm-hmm. looking at this quote unquote hot person with filters on their IG.
Correct.
Think, I gotta look like that, right?
So correct. It's
breaking those, we have so much information, but it's like too much information now. Yeah. And how do we select the right information?
Correct.
You get with someone like Juliana, someone mm-hmm. who knows what they're doing to break those things down. Look, focus on these. This particular one is not. And that's huge.
Yes. It's because it's like a little roadmap. Which way are you going to go? Somebody that's traveled the road, that has been in competition, won, understood how the process works, created formulas, or, you know, has this formula.
Sure.
Or, you know, the little Instagram person, or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, somebody, she has real results. If you go to her Instagram, we're going to be posting that up. When you go to the Feisty Fitness.
You don't get nicknamed the Booty Whisperer.
Booty Whisperer for nothing, right? There's before and after pictures of lots of booties.
That's right.
IG.
That's right.
And so if you want to check those out, you definitely can. Juliana, is there anything else on nutrition that you wanted to touch on? I really want to talk about fitness as well.
Education. You could get an educational class in a college and pay $1,000, or you can follow this over here, which is a lot more. Yes.
Absolutely.
We're all on the same page. We are all on the same page. Keep going.
Yes. Okay, great. Yeah, fitness. So, we both been in the fitness game for a long time, but I want to let you just kind of go off about the most important aspects of fitness that you feel people should get into, especially with this New Year's resolution boom. So what do you feel are the most important aspects of fitness?
Oh man, oh, the shoes. Okay. Yep.
We got you. What do you feel are the most important aspects of fitness? Strength training. Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got ahead of a set of dumbbells. I use mostly.
Yeah, body weight exercises, right? Yeah. Fundamental functional movements. Your body. Like things that you're going to be using throughout the day. Squats, leaning over, bending down, right?
You do not need to go anywhere to do those.
Right.
Nice. Perfect.
Cardio.
Strength cardio. Now, with regards to the word, even just the word cardio, I'm just saying, cardio.
It scares people. Sure.
It's just your heart pumping at a particular rate for a particular amount of time during the day. How long would you say would be a reasonable time for a day, or even a week, but a day typically, for your heart to pump at this particular, at this cardio, more efficient rate so that you can be healthy? Just that little number. What would you say is that time? A cardio exercise per day. 20 minutes a day, less than 1 hour. It's a super low percentage with regards to, and it's one of the three, right?
Right.
You get the one of the three knocked out in 20 minutes.
And it can get deeper than that if you like and add science to it. There's types of cardiovascular workout, right? Mm-hmm. There's aerobic versus anaerobic, right? So aerobic means you're burning calories with oxygen.
Yep.
Anaerobic means you're burning calories without oxygen, mm-hmm. right? So different types. I like to tell people that aerobic cardiovascular exercises are things going to get you like long distance marathon runner type of bot, right? Aerobic with oxygen and anaerobic is more higher intensity, sure. your hip type of classes that get you up and down. So the various types of cardio, but like Juliana is saying, it doesn't have to be a certain type, right? There's so many, you can dance,
get
salsa.
Get your heart rate up.
You're right, get your, anything.
There's a
get
video
your
game
here.
There's a video game. Just
what a video
dance.
Game.
Just Dance is a video game.
It's oh, the dance video series. Game.
Yeah, put those on, get the music going, and play for 20 minutes on the screen and try to get what the exercise is doing. There you go.
And I feel that folks have, in my experience, the Juliana, I mean, can you agree with me on this? That clients who do the best cardiovascularly are the ones who find something they love and then do it to death.
Yeah.
Right. Whether it's dancing, biking, canoeing. Right. Mm-hmm. So, like, what kind of cardiovascular tips do you have for folks who are afraid of the word cardio?
I'm not afraid. I'm afraid of nothing.
Sure. Okay. Sure. Carla.
Right. Mm-hmm. Millions. Later.
And you can go to Juliana's YouTube page and see some workouts.
It'll be
there.
In the descriptions.
It'll be in the description. So strength, cardio. And you said there's three? Right.
Oh, mobility. Right. Stretching, yeah. It's 20 minutes. No, you know what? I don't even take this as an excuse. I ain't got no time. I'm just saying. Everybody's got time. It's your prioritization. But
that goes back to what we were just saying a little while ago. It's about if you really want it, right? It's human nature that if we really want something, we will make time. We will make money. Yeah. We will make we'll find a way.
Yeah, it's wait, I had another thought about I mentioned it to you before, which was something that I typically also include in my workout, but you have to do all of these things, which is I think about my core always, like do planks, do leg raises, do maybe some mountain climbers. So it's but I also stretch it, right? So I don't typically do weights with my core, but you can. You're supposed to do it, right? I'm not there yet, but what are your thoughts about that? I mean, this is something that I think about: is strong core, strong home. I'm always thinking. Your tree trunk.
Love it. Agonist, protagonist, right?
Well, one of the reasons I started looking more into core strengthening is specifically because I had a back injury, and it's kind of what being able to give me. Kind of keep me stable. Yeah, without the core strengthening, I would be in terrible playing.
And that's why you love swimming so much, right? Yeah, it's great cardio for you. You can keep your abs engaged.
Correct. I got all those three. I think I need to get stretching. As soon as I finish, I do my stretching. Bam, got them all out.
Yeah, so find something you like, folks, when it comes to cardio, right? And then recovery, I think, is huge. This is why we're talking about football. We were talking about football the other day. Why Tom Brady?
Yes.
And he spends almost an hour to 2 hours on just recovery.
Mm.
He does a long warm up.
I need to increase my recovery.
Yeah, no, seriously. And Juliana, can you talk about the types and the ways to recover that folks can kind of get started with like, I'm guessing like foam rolling, stretching, what else?
Right. Blood flow. Yeah, think about that blood flow as you press on your arms and you get the rubs and get the blood right in between the little edges of the little cracks inside.
It's all about blood flow at the end of the day.
Yes, sir.
Right. It takes oxygen up, down, and it moves the free radicals out. Blood is everything.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we got strength. We got cardio. Flexibility, and we have cardio.
Yeah.
And we have core in there somewhere.
Core is strength.
Strength,
right?
Strength in the core. In the core. I like it.
But the three main strength, cardio, and recovery.
Recovery is a big one. Recovery.
Mobility, flexibility.
Recovery is a big one. We forget.
Great.
What else do we have in mind with regards to nutrition, which we touched a lot of information, and we have more in the description. We had the exercising. What else would you guys like to discuss, including the conversation? What do you guys have available?
Well, I think that Juliana has something that she can give to our subscribers.
Oh!
Yeah.
What can you give to our subscribers, Juliana? That sounds exciting. What you got?
So I know that if you're a subscriber,
we're
going to send you, or we're going to give you the promo code.
Oh, it's a promo code. Yes, that's what you guys, got it.
Right.
Yes.
So, and what do the folks win? Tell them what they've won, Juliana.
Perfect, and we'll give you the promo code to see what you got. What is it? What do we get?
tell people what they're going to win for their the promo code that we're going to give them.
It's okay. No worries. What we're looking for is the answer. Dun, dun, dun. Promo code. What do subscribers from the Premium Advantage get by plugging in the promo code when they go to Feisty Fitness?
Well, I know the promo code. So while we're getting Juliana sorted out.
Perfect.
The promo code, you might want to write this down,
folks.
Write this one. Premium HTX.
HTX.
Premium HTX is your promo code, and you're gonna go and email Juliana, which we're gonna put at the bottom of our description. You email Juliana your promo code, and she will send you.
Nice.
That was smooth. Nice. That was super smooth.
It's perfect. Right timing. Yeah, I love it. We're learning a lot.
Great. So folks can get started right away with this pack. It's got some wonderful information. I took a look at it myself.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I did. But you have to subscribe in order to get it.
Nice.
All right. So, is there anything else you want to send out to the folks out in podcast land, Juliana?
That's right.
I love it. I love it. You're absolutely right.
Thank you very much, Renee. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for your time. The Booty Whisperer, everyone. The Booty Whisperer is in the house. What an honor.
All right. Now, how wonderful. What a wonderful information that we got.
Awesome. Can we take these off?
Yes.
Yes.
Awesome. Man.
I can hear.
Yes. Where were we? Booty Whisperer. As you can see here, perfect.
Great.
All right. From the Booty Whisperer to the Horse Whisperer.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's right. We didn't just go through all that to not go through the Horse Whisperer. First, let's talk about travel. It's actually one of the part of the topics that we wanted to discuss, which was travel.
Yes.
And so we have an experience that we'd like to share with you with regards to travel adventures and disclaimers and also as well warnings, heavy warnings. Do not watch this unless you are ready to learn something with regards to travel adventures. Now, yes. Do we have the video? I don't even know if it was sent in or how did that
happen. Well, I have it. I don't know if you can pull up my Instagram on here.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
The Jacinto Instagram? Yeah, you can.
Jacinto?
Yeah.
So
before we go into the video, I see you looking it up. Tell us about your adventure. When did you go? How did you go?
I was almost murdered. I almost died.
Oh, my God.
I'm not joking. I was almost killed.
Okay.
This past weekend.
This past weekend? Oh, you made it to the show. Wow.
Yeah, luckily, I mean, you can see my tan. But,
I'm going to make it to the show.
And it was so traumatizing that I wore the same shirt. I have it on right here.
Oh, is that right?
This is the same shirt that I wore. I washed it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was going to say, did you keep it on the whole time? Because, you kept it on the whole time?
Because it was that traumatizing.
Yeah, I'm never taking it off.
So, I just want to go into my trip. Sure. I went to Puerto Rico. Viva Puerto Rico. Something interesting about Puerto Rico is they flip their L's and their R's around in Spanish. So like, por favor, señor, is por favor, señor. Right? They put the L's, but not in the word Puerto Rico, right? Puerto Rico would be, if they switched them, it'd be Puerto Rico, right?
I got it.
Anyways, I thought that was
interesting. Don't got it, but okay.
Puerto Rico.
I'll figure out when I get over there.
I was in Vieques. Puerto Rico. Yeah. So Vieques, if you don't know, is an island off the main island.
Gotcha.
So
a bit to San Juan.
Yeah, so San Juan is the major city in Puerto Rico.
That's right.
And Vieques is an island just off of it. There's another one called Culebra.
So you land in San Juan and then you take a plane to
Another plane, a little tiny plane. Tiny plane to Vieques. And Vieques, there it is. So it's this one right here. So Vieques, as you can see, I put it, I almost got killed this weekend. Vieques is known for, can we click on that? Can you play that?
You won't hear it.
That's okay. So I actually messed up and did put the audio anyway. So as you can see right here, folks, I think that I'm the Horse Whisperer.
Yeah.
I'm even like, oh, follow me.
Yeah, yeah.
I am the Horse Whisperer. I was so cocky about this.
Having a good time.
Yeah.
Look at these wild horses are pounding in the middle of Paradise.
And there's horses everywhere. So there's he's already laughing at me. There's horses everywhere. Like, the way they have cats laughing with me. The way they have cats and dogs running around the streets of Houston, that's how they have horses in Vieques. They're everywhere.
Okay.
And at first, when you get there, you're like, oh, this is magnificent.
Yeah.
They're beautiful. Can we switch to the next one?
I am the king of my universe.
So, yeah.
Ooh, man.
So as you can see here, the everybody's like, oh, look how beautiful white horse on the beach, right?
Yeah.
And everybody's like, this is beautiful. Can you go to the next one, please?
To this point, it was
beautiful. Everybody's excited. Look, and it comes over to me, and this is my leg, and it's smelling me, and I'm scared out of my mind because I had already been murdered before this.
You have the scent.
Everybody thinks this is great. Can we click the next one? And then look, They're actually monsters. Look at her. That horse is tearing this woman's bag apart.
Like, this is my house, lady.
It's eating all her food. And she does not know, by getting her face by the back of the horse right there, she almost got murdered as well.
Ah, they like, they could kick you. They could
yeah,
kick you.
Because right, they get scared when someone's behind them. Hey, and they just, right? So they buck them off. Can we go to the next one? And everybody's like, look how beautiful. Oh, yeah, look how beautiful. Look how beautiful that is, folks.
My beach.
Look how wonderful it is.
Welcome to paradise.
Yeah, paradise.
Welcome to paradise.
Yes, gorgeous, right? And me, I'm just like over it. I'm just like, yeah, right. I'm not going over there.
Everybody's like, have it.
See, and they're trying to feed the horse.
Nope, nope.
It's all good. Okay, let's go to the next one. So we're feeding horses.
Yeah, paradise. Yeah,
having great time. Yes. And this is just before the killer attack.
The killer attack.
Because we are feeding them, we're having a good time.
Yeah,
here's me talking like, yeah, you know,
I got this.
I'm just gonna go talk to my horses I usually do. You know,
my boys.
Next one. And this is the one.
That guy.
So you gotta watch very carefully. It happens really quickly. So right now I'm like, I'm putting the food down to be like, here, look, stay right here with the food. But the horse is like, another horse is like, I got food too. But I'm like, no, the food is on the floor. And look, I'm being surrounded now. I'm being surrounded by horses.
How did you get these horses to do this?
Food. And so I'm dropping the food, but they're like, oh yeah, we don't want that food. We want the food you have in your pocket.
You
see, I'm reaching for food in my pocket.
It's like, we don't want
they're
got.
Like, we want that. And I'm like dropping it.
The outsiders.
See, and they're like, yeah, they don't want to. And here's the monster. Here he is right here.
He's about to
buck me. Here it comes. So he's going to come up in front. And here it comes. Here it comes. Watch closely.
Boom, there he goes.
Right when it touches me, or I touch it, depending how you're looking at it. See,
yeah, sure. I'm pretty sure everything.
Dude, they're biting my fingers.
My house.
They're wild animals.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah,
watch. When I bump into it, here it goes.
Oh, no, you're set. No,
it's
not
over.
Oh, it started over.
He's going to post it later. He's going to open it with sound. It'll
okay,
awesome
so this is the horse bucking me right there.
Right there, he gets you.
And then one more clip. That's my face of, oh, my God.
I'm not in paradise.
I'm going to die. And seriously though, it left a huge bruise on my knee and my hamstring. I have a giant bruise back there and I was limping the whole time. And this is something that if you're going to go to Vieques, it's beautiful, it's gorgeous, but understand there's no hospitals.
Yeah.
Their hospital is closed. And you would think because of COVID, that'd be the last thing they close.
Yeah, right.
No. The bars are open, the restaurants are open, no hospital and no police.
Gotcha.
It's a free for all out there. But everybody's respectful. Yeah. It's a beautiful, gorgeous place.
Yeah,
aside from the horses.
No,
stay away from the horses.
But don't go into horse territory, please.
Try not to feed them because they are wild animals, man. And they bit my fingers.
Oh, they bit your finger.
They
oh, man,
bucked me.
Wild. Like,
I'm gonna fix this video so y'all can see it. But that's my IG. And I'll fix that video so you can see that stupid look on my face in slow motion. I'm an idiot.
It's a fun adventure with regards to how much fun you have. Well, you're out there and you see, hey, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to try it. I like it.
But I love it.
I've never seen wild horses, so in itself,
I went out there for my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. And on my birthday, I actually got to ride horses on the
beach. You
went
to ride horses?
On the beach.
I showed this.
I was already traumatized.
Oh, you're
right?
Already
and so I was kind of freaked out, but there's a big difference between wild horses and domesticated horses.
Yeah.
Domesticated horses are really sweet. You give them food and they use their lips to pick it off and it tickles your hands. Wild horses, they think your fingers are hot dogs.
They talk smack about the domestic.
Oh yeah, they're like,
come back to your horses. You're gonna go ride
those slaves. We're out here in the wild, living real life. And we're like,
get on. You want to get on? No, I'm out. I was just kidding.
Stay away from wild horses, wild animals in general, folks. Even if it's cute, it will murder you and eat you and feed you to its family.
Having said that,
I love it. I can't wait to go back. Because of the mofongo. Oh, and I tried something that I never had before. There's trifongo. So there's mofongo and there's trifongo.
We'll be interested to find a Houston place. Oh,
I can't wait. So mofongo is just regular mofongo. If you don't know, mofongo is a plantain dish. They put meat on the inside and they usually use some Creole sauce.
Yeah.
When you cut it open, it explodes. It's just wonderful. Trifongo is three different types. So it's a plantain, it's a yuca, and then there's something else, I forget. But it's three types of plátano, and they use it in the mofongo.
Gotcha.
Oh, it's amazing. I actually did a video, a vlog of some of the restaurants that I went to. Yeah. You can find that on my IG as well.
Gotcha.
And some of the most fascinating things I've ever seen is roosters crow 24/7. Did you know that roosters crow 24/7?
I mean, I've heard them. I'm pretty sure that they don't have a clock and they just go at 6 o'clock.
I thought it was just like the cartoons.
I think it
right?
has to do about their cycle, about them trying to.
I actually Googled it because I was staying up till 3-4 in the morning because they were crowing all night. So I'm like, I wanted to Google it because I'm like, how do I murder a crow?
You're gonna try to get a wild rooster, huh?
All right, murder a cock. But when I googled how do I murder a cock, something else came up that I don't want to talk about.
Hold on. One second, I'm sorry to
cut
you off. We're running low on our time.
All right.
Traveling adventures. The timer that's going off with regards to our shoot.
Yes.
And we wanted to before we close up is discuss a little bit of next week's or next episode's conversation.
Yes, next episode.
Next episode conversation is going to be the Super Bowl.
Can we say that? I thought we had to say the big game.
The big game.
We can't say Super Bowl.
But before we get to the game, the Chiefs battle the Bengals. And the Niners right on the Rams.
You are so on this, man. You got the voice down and everything, man. I'm excited about it. And we just...
The odds are on the Chiefs, right? I'm going for the Chiefs. That's the odds. Everybody says the Chiefs.
I just explained football to Roberto about 10 minutes before
the
show started.
Look how fast I learned.
And he learned right away.
Bam, the premium advantage.
So Super Bowl, we'll have our Super Bowl picks next time.
Yes.
I want to come up with some way for us to have our picks here so we can see it live and direct.
It'll be fun.
But yes, it's going to be... Awesome. So this weekend we have Kansas City. Against the Bengals, the Chiefs and the Bengals, right? And the Niners and the Rams, as you said.
Yeah,
the Chiefs are favored. The spread is -7.
-7.
So if you don't know, that means that the Chiefs are going into the game with 7 points deducted
already. Oh, I see. Gotcha. Right? Gotcha. That's far ahead.
Far ahead, right? And then the over-under on that game is 54.5.
Oh, I see. Ooh.
So over-under means they give you a number. So 54.5 points, you're betting to see if it's going to go over 54.5. Or under 54.5. The whole total for both teams.
Spread betting.
So Kansas City is favored. I'm excited about this game because the Bengals are the prize team.
Yeah.
They have this cat, Joe Burrow. He's the quarterback, and he is calm and cool like a poker player, man. Just so cool. He got sacked 9 times last game. 9 times, and they won. So he's fearless, and he's going to go in there. And Patrick Mahomes is just such a beast that I think it's going to be a good game. People think it's going to be a blowout, but I think it's going to be a good game. And then the Rams and the Niners, the Rams are favored by 3.5 points. Okay. So that's going to be a good game as well. I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know that Kyle Shanahan is a brilliant coach. He's the coach of the Niners.
Gotcha.
And I believe that if it comes down to the very end, that Shanahan's going to make some sort of adjustment or do something radical that's going to win that game. Because I think it's going to be a close game. It's going to be a low scoring game. The over under is 45.5. 45.5.
I like it. I like it.
So that's a tough one. 45.5, man, honestly, I think it's going to be under that, but
we will see.
We will see.
The positions will tell. Okay. Well, in the meantime, you guys have a wonderful, wonderful, rest of your time. Thank you very much for listening. Subscribe.
And don't forget the promo code for the free nutrition information from Juliana is PremiumHTX.
That's right.
You're going to email her. The information is at the bottom down there.
Yes, have a good afternoon.
Man, that thing didn't have an alarm last time.
Last time,
Haji.
Thanks.
The hell?
Thanks.
I was like, what is that?
Damn.
I think they have a thing at 6 o'clock, dude.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay, yeah.
It's cool, though. Where did you get that? From Amazon?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Somebody already liked the podcast. Oh, so I'm still recording. Even better. I knew that the whole time.
Oh, shit. That's still going.
So shout out to all my people out in podcast land. We shall be back. On next Thursday, no, 2 Thursdays from now, Thursday the 10th. Hey, Eric, shout out to you, sir.